Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial. The Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
Peter, it's always concerning when anyone interferes with a school in any way to set either the staff or the children ill at ease. And this seems to be happening right across the UK with these malicious communications. And the school in Bangor, Bloomfield School in Bangor, obviously evacuated this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a very disturbing action. Now, I suppose we were thankful that it appears, in terms of what the police have identified, that they're not suggesting this is in any way terrorist-related. However, I think it's a fairly sick mind if the police suspicions that this is a series of malicious phone calls across not just Northern Ireland but across parts of the UK for some whatever motivation in terms of disruption. I think it's a fairly sick mind because I think you're talking about disturbing children. I think frightening children who, if they're having to be evacuated at short notice from their school, that's something that can be quite traumatising for children. And obviously, while we're at an early stage and the police are simply investigating the issue, I would certainly call on anyone in the UK who has any information on these incidents to immediately come forward to the police.
And of course, a malicious communication, that covers a wide gambit.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know precisely what the contact was. I mean, I would certainly praise Bloomfield Primary and indeed other schools, because I think it's important whenever they get some form of malicious communication that they do put safety first and actually react to that. And I think that obviously there's been swift action to try to ensure that no matter what, that the pupils and staff are protected. But again, it comes back to you've really got to question the mindset of somebody who appears to be doing this, or whether this was some form of coordinated action. I guess we will try and find that out over the forthcoming hours and days in that regard, but it would be something I'm sure would be very disturbing for any children.
Totally disturbing, and we may find when it is investigated into that it's the behaviour of someone who is ill as opposed to anything else. But if it's more sinister than that, if it is a coordinated attempt by some individuals to disrupt education or to make a point across the United Kingdom, it's worrying because ultimately the target are the children, and children should never be the targets even of protest.
No, I mean, I think as I said, we don't want to get into the realms of too much of speculation of what has been behind this, but anybody who, through whatever reason, targets school children, there must be something seriously wrong with them. You know, and children should be above any level, you know, everybody should be above a level of threat, but particularly children should be cherished in our society and shouldn't be in any way threatened in this nature.
There's a possibility that no one in Northern Ireland actually has any information, but there's also a chance that those who are behind it could be based in Northern Ireland, and that the police have made a clear call for anyone with information to contact 101 or to call the Crime Stoppers number on 0800 555 111. And needless to say, if you've any other information and you feel like contacting the police in any way you can, you should.
You should, absolutely. I mean, because people need to reflect in the terms of the terrible events that have happened this morning in terms of the disruption of the children. You know, anybody who has any knowledge, well, that could be your child, it could be your neighbour's child. I think children need to be protected. And I think whether it is somebody who has some sort of mental illness and needs some sort of intervention for help, or whether it's somebody with a more sinister motivation, you know, I think there needs to be, whoever's responsible for this needs to be found and indeed either sort of, depending on the situation, either prosecuted or in some way medically helped in that regard, because we can't have this happening again. And I think it'd be very fearful, I think, for a lot of, not just the children, but obviously as well, we need to think of the parents as well today who are hearing news of schools getting disrupted and are they worried as to the safety of their children. I think, you know, There's entirely a thoughtless attitude from whoever is responsible for this.
Okay, Peter Weir, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
No problem.
It's the DUP MLA in North Down, one of the MLAs there. Just if you are just joining us, Simon Walls, Chief Superintendent of the PSNI, has confirmed that the PSNI are investigating a series of malicious communications to schools across Northern Ireland today. At this stage, there's no information to suggest the incidents are terrorist related. However, inquiries continue to establish the fact. The PSNI are liaising with other UK police services who have received similar calls to investigate who is responsible and whether these incidents are in any way linked. And as I mentioned there a moment ago, anyone with information should contact the police on 101. That is the best number, 101.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Conversation for you.